You know the history of Kenya and the results of the last election. It was so horrible, so traumatic for the people of Kenya and indeed the people of Africa. So we are not here to judge the outcome, but to judge the process that is going on as observers. Yeah, no, I wanted to emphasize this point, that we are not here to judge the outcome, but to judge the process that will lead to the outcome. Kenya, you know, this continent of ours, everybody calls it Africa, but for us, this is home. So Kenya is very much part of each one of us who are observing these elections from Africa, and we really wish them well. We want to ensure that the process is free and fair, and that the people have spoken, and that their voice will determine the future.
Mr. President, you met with the top IEBC official in Kenya. What were your impressions about how prepared they are to administer this free election that you expect?
I must be honest and say that I was impressed. I was impressed by the chair himself. He's like, Hassan, look calm and steady and focused. I met all the other members of the commission. I think that they have a brilliant commission committed to delivering a free and fair election. So that was my impression, even this morning when we met them. I met them before, that a few weeks ago when I was here, I also met them.
Mr. President, one aspect that most people talk about is after the election, how these principals or these presidential candidates accept the result of the election is critical. Having met them, what did they tell you?
We are getting a very good feeling, good impression from what they are saying publicly. You know that a week ago, all the leaders of the opposition, various parties, addressed a meeting together, and they were in church to pray together. They held hands, and they've been passing very good messages to the people, saying that they will accept the results of the elections. Of course, they qualify it by saying if they will have been free and fair. And we believe that they will be free and fair. So we have hope that the leaders are conscious of the importance of this kind of good results to the election.
How is the atmosphere like in, especially Nairobi, where you are, and from the interaction you've had with people, how is the atmosphere?
Naturally, the people, the ordinary people that were spoken to, drivers, and I was just speaking to a young lady in the restaurant where we had our lunch, they are concerned because of what happened in the past. They haven't met the chairman of the Electoral Commission or the other leaders in the Electoral Commission. Most probably they are not following exactly what is happening. So they are concerned about the election. They think that they might be wrapped into violence, as was the case before. But I must say a very big but. I think a lot of messages have come out from everyone, starting from the President of the Republic of Kenya, His Excellency Mwai Kibaki, and all the church leaders, all the political parties have come out and say that this time around they will accept the results of the election. So I am optimistic.
What will be your message to Kenyans as they go to the poll this Monday?
Yes, I go back to what I said earlier, that, you know, the rest of the world calls us Africans, and the rest of us call the people of Kenya Kenyans. The truth is, Kenya is part of Africa. And my message to them is that this election is very important. This is the first election of the year, this year in Africa, and we would like it to go right. So I was just talking to my colleagues who are here with me, President Chissano and President Muhai, the former president of Botswana Mozambique, and myself from Zambia, that these are very important elections. And we plead with the Kenyan people to vote en masse so that the results are emphatic and so that the results are accepted by everyone, so that they can go to work and confront the challenges that the people of Kenya and the people of Africa are facing.